Actually, right quick, since this is New Year's Eve, I just thought of this. I feel like we got to do our own golf New Year's resolutions.
Does getting to play golf count?
Resolution, hey, Kyle. You can do what you want.
Getting sleep, touching a golf club outside.
I think there's a lot of golfers out there. Their New Year's resolution is also to play more golf. My resolution is to make more putts this year.
Just close your eyes when you putt.
The broomstick.
I don't know yet how I'm going to do that. But that's my resolution, is to make more putts.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have a stat for how many I made in 2024, but I can tell you I could probably count it on one hand.
Welcome back to episode 76 of the Logger and Golf Podcast. Week one of PGA Tour season is back. Sort of.
Is this the opening week or starting week of the season?
The Century Tournament. I guess it's no longer a Tournament of Champions. Well, still is, because if you win, you're automatically in, but it's an elevated event.
Well, what were all these other events we've had for like the last?
It's the fall season that you're still playing for status, but your results don't matter.
And so it's just so confusing.
I know for those of you that have status, what we've had since October, or when did the Tour Championship end? September?
Yeah.
So they've mattered for the guys that have been on the bubble. Let's just say that. So, but this is actually the start of
the official start.
It's official this time.
Yeah.
So it is now this year.
I'm going to say it right. Kapalua.
Yeah.
Not Kapalua. Good job. Yeah. Not Kapalua. Kapala.
Not Capital.
Kamala. Capital. sorry, I had to. It's a fun event. I mean, there's some people out there, I don't know if we remember Dustin Johnson's drive, where they're trying to say is like one of the best shots in golf history. I'm like, okay, that's a little reaching, but almost made a hole in one on a par four.
Yeah.
Always seems to have an electric finish.
I'll say it's kind of a quirky golf course, but always ends up posting a good tournament, I feel like.
Always produces good winners.
Yeah.
I mean, now, like, Chris Kirk golfed his ball last year to win. So
I forgot he won. It feels like that was an age ago.
I know. Well, it's because he didn't win anything else.
Well, this is true.
The rest of the season, but I feel like it's a tournament that Jordan Spieth has always dominated, which he's not in the field.
He does play well there. Well, hold on. How do you? Because it's still called the Tournament of Champions, but
it's called this. I think it's just called the Century.
Oh, it's a Century.
Because they can't call it Tournament of Champions because they're allowing...
Because they couldn't fill the field with just winners.
Correct. Well, it's an elevated event, so they have to get 55 guys in the field now. So,
and if Scottie Scheffler wins 9 events, that eliminates 55 different guys.
True.
He ain't going to win this one.
Nope. Finally, everybody else has a chance.
No, but it's crazy. It's end of the year, January or December 31st. I mean, I think it just doesn't feel like it's golf season.
No, it really doesn't.
And I know this event's the same week every year.
Yeah.
But who do you guys think is going to – any takes on who's going to win this week?
I'm going to take Xander Schauffele.
Well.
In the absence of Scottie Scheffler.
Wow. Big reach there. You picked the favorite in the field.
I don't think that takes a whole – whole lot of figuring on there. Because he plays well there, too, traditionally.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go with Knapp. Isn't he playing? Jake Knapp?
That's a good question, Kyle.
I'm pretty sure Jake Knapp's playing. If he's playing, I'm going to take Knapp.
Yes, he's winning. Yeah. He's playing.
Because I think he's won twice.
He won the RBC, right?
And then the other tournament, too, the co-ed tournament.
Well, that doesn't get you in the field. Mm. That was the
Grand Thornton.
That's not a PGA sanction event. But yes, he is in the field and he is plus 1700. So this is not gambling advice.
You're saying good value for your money, right?
Well, I was going to bring up, I think this would be something we could do. That would be fun this year. And then obviously we have to start it because tournament starts in 2 days. I think we should all pick a player that we want to put $1 every tournament they play to win.
Mm.
Starting week one. Now, obviously...
Is that the same player for the whole year?
I think so. I think that would be cool. You got to ride. This is your horse for the year.
Wow.
Dibs and Scotty.
I mean... You'd win your money back, some of it, but not when he's in the field at minus 300. $1. That's the thing. It's $1, and obviously you just hope that 1 week it hits.
Yeah.
And you make a little bit of money, so
we'll have to think about it.
You'll have to think about it?
Maybe we'll get picked up by DraftKings or something with all these unsolicited commercials.
You got like 5 minutes to think about it.
No.
Yeah, you got it. We're making our choice on the pod today because the tournament starts this week.
No, I'll think about it.
No. I know who I'm going with. I know who is going to be my horse this year.
Who are you going with?
It's not amazing odds, but Colin Morikawa.
Mm.
He was right there.
Well, since you got it pulled up, let me see the field because I don't know everybody in it.
You don't know every golfer on the PGA Tour? There's only like 100 now.
Nah.
There's only 12 that matter.
Well, you got to pick somebody from an elevated field.
Yeah, I think I'm going to dabble every week. I think Colin Morikawa, which I know that's a safe bet because he's won a good bit on tour. And
what about Ludvig Åberg at Ludvig? +1600?
Well, he's good except on Sunday, so probably not a great
pick.
I'd say
his weekend average kind of scares me.
Victor Hovland?
No. He's not. So they have him on there. I'm talking about he's playing. Or is he still playing? He hasn't decommitted yet.
Oh, wow. I'm talking about for somebody for the whole year.
You see what happened to his toe?
Nah.
Even his right pinky toe is hitting fades. He stubbed it on a bed and broke it.
Should we pull up a picture of it?
No.
You sure?
I'll throw up. No, I was sitting here thinking about it. It's like, who would I will say love it's probably a safe bet to dabble, to throw a dollar on every single week he plays.
You said you're taking Colin Morikawa?
Colin Morikawa.
I will say, I think it's interesting, too, with this golf course that you think as long as it is, it's going to be a bomber's course.
Colin Morikawa is like always. No, I'm not just saying because I think he's going to win this
week. How often does a bomber win here?
Again, Jordan Spieth has dominated this golf course. So sometimes I think the bombers try to overpower it. Like, this is one of those golf courses that you got to get the ball on the ground as soon as possible. You know what I mean? Because it's obviously going to roll down a freaking volcano.
I'm going to take Ludvig, man.
Ludvig's your guy? Who you think? Because obviously, like, I'm choosing someone that is never going to be favored to win the event. Because Colin Morikawa, he's playing in the same events that Xander, Ludvig,
right,
Scotty, Rory. And obviously, we'll get more into Scotty because, I mean, Scotty needs to stop playing with glass.
How bad is the cut?
I don't know. We'll figure that out. You know, but I think... I will say, when I was thinking about this, I was like, yeah, I think Colin Morikawa is a safe bet to possibly win this week. He didn't really miss a fairway all year last year.
But it's not
year.
A pick for the week. It's a pick, I know, for, it's the pick for the year.
Like, I'm a dollar every single tournament, and I'll show you guys my slips. I'll prove that I'm sticking with my word here on December 31st. But it has to pay off eventually.
That's tough.
Yeah.
I would say Taylor Moore would be a pick, or Aaron Rye.
Ooh, Aaron Rye is a good one. Aaron Rye is a real good one.
Old two gloves.
He's never like had a down year. I know he's played on various tours, but it's like he seems like he's always progressing. And which event did he win this year? The Wyndham, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
was it the Wyndham?
Was it the Wyndham?
Yeah, he won the Wyndham.
No.
Yeah, he won the Wyndham.
No.
Yeah, he won the Wyndham at.
Oh, the Wyndham. 6 under. Yeah, sorry, I don't know why I was thinking.
Remember,
he won by two shots because he beat Matt Grazerman.
I was thinking about the Wells Fargo.
See, that's who I was thinking about. Max Grazerman would be a good pick because I think he was like in the strokes gained world, data golf world, he was like the best golfer that didn't have a win last year as far as his strokes gained and everything from there. Mm-hmm. So, but how excited are we for the PGA Tour this year? I mean, I feel like this is a holding year to what's to come in 2026.
What's coming in 2026? The reduction of field sizes and only the top.
A lot of changes, but also, I mean, could be the change in ownership. You know, Jay Monahan announced a few weeks ago that they're actively seeking out a new CEO of the PGA Tour Enterprises. I mean, so it seems like this year is just almost a... It's a year that's, you know, in waiting for what's to come.
Kind of a bridge year, gap year.
So, but, I mean, I think I'm excited to see Scotty play. Now, unfortunately, We're not going to see him this week.
Nope.
He had to withdraw due to an emergency surgery.
On his right hand.
It's on his right hand?
Mm-hmm. I think it was his right
hand. Maybe that's why they said he's coming back and forth. Because I'm sitting there, I'm like, if he had surgery on his hand, how is he going to come back that fast?
I mean, it must not be, I don't know, it's bad enough of an injury to require surgery, right?
To remove shards of glass.
But it must not be so bad that it's going to take that long to heal.
I'm pretty sure he can afford a doctor that can make some things happen faster.
Do we have video footage of this injury?
I don't want to see
it. How bad was the cut? Like, what was he doing? If you're Scottie Scheffler, why are you even holding a glass of anything, right? Why would you take the risk?
Scottie, stop being humble. Enjoy what you have earned. Get a private chef. Get people serving you. Oh, man. So, no one's gonna hate on you. No, I think it's definitely, it sucks. You have no Rory and no Scottie this week to start the year. Which also, I knew Scottie was going to be there. But
yeah, he was originally going to be there.
How are we calling this an elevated event? Like how important is it?
Well, every elevated event we've talked about the last six or seven has been more of a deflated event than anything.
Yeah.
I know this one doesn't really matter because it used to just be, you know, the
tournament
winners.
Of champions.
Yeah, tournament of champions. But which obviously, like, this event's super cool because it'll be the first week you see
all the new equipment.
In the bag. I know we got teased from TaylorMade's new driver during the match with Rory. You know, pretty much every company, Titleist unveiled this week that they actually did create a mini driver. Even though they denied it forever. Just magically appeared in pros bags last year at Augusta. And it's still in tour validation process, by the way, guys.
Allegedly.
Which we all know if they say that, it's already being produced. honestly, we'll leave it at that. I think Scottie, I don't see him coming back in 3 weeks.
I have no idea. Obviously, I can't speculate on that. Whether we think it's going to be how much it's going to affect his career, I don't think it'll be.
Do you think it'll affect anything?
I hope not. You know, but obviously, I mean, if you have a hand injury, that could be a very big deal.
Yeah.
Ask Anthony Kim. He had a thumb injury.
Yeah, right. So without knowing how serious it is, I don't know. I'm going to say hopefully it doesn't have any impact on his career. I don't think it will.
Well, in the article, it didn't say it damaged a nerve or sliced anything. I think it was, kind of just a basic cut. I think it's kind of one of those things where they removed it. But, I mean, you can go to the doctor and get stitches and for a cut that's not bad, you know what I mean? So I think because of where he's at in his career and obviously how
that's why they're taking every precaution.
Yeah, I think it's just a little bit blown out of proportion. Also, there's nothing to talk about in golf in the sense of, like, drama right now because the deal didn't get done, so you got to make something up to get people kind of enticed to read about it.
Yeah. I don't think this is really going to change anything. What would you guys say his over-under is for wins this year?
His over-under on wins this year?
Yeah, where's the line set?
Two majors.
I was going to say, assuming that this doesn't have...
Like, serious.
Right.
Yeah.
He gets to play
said, like, 3 to 4 weeks, that means it's probably not crazy. Because, like, he wasn't playing the Sony.
I was going to say, so 3 or 4 weeks, so he's not really missing any events.
That's 2 weeks.
His next event he was going to be playing was, what, the Amex?
He was going to play the Amex, wasn't he?
Well, I mean, he went 5 weeks without...
Actually, that's what they said he's going to play is the Amex.
That's typically he plays there.
I mean, he went 5 weeks without touching a club and then picked him up the week before Hero and won. So, yeah. I don't think he's got too much to worry about.
If he gets to play, his schedule is not impacted by the injury. I'm going to say a lot of the same as what we saw last year. I'm going to go 6 is the number of wins.
6 is where you're setting it at?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, let's say 6.5.
Six and oh gosh, I thought you were going to go 5.5.
No, 5.5. I think 6.5 is a line.
Damn, I want to take the over. 7 was where I was thinking.
I was thinking.
Now, here's my thing: is he had 9 wins this year, one of which being an exhibition.
Right.
So he really had 8 wins.
I don't say does that.
I'm not going to count the Hero World Challenge as a win.
But you got to count it, though.
I know,
it's counted.
I know they got world ranking points for 18 guys in a field, right. Which is BS. We can go on about that all day.
I think for all intents and purposes, what we're doing here today, we're going
to
count it.
So I guess we have to count the Hero next year. We have to count the Hero next year.
Well, plus what? He lost. I mean, he had 5 second place finishes last season, too.
Those don't count.
Yeah, well, but what I'm saying is like right
damn
there.
It, Kyle, you're not.
You want me to move the line?
Are we all going to choose the over?
Shut up. Well, if we all choose over, we probably got to move the line.
I think now it has to go to 7 and 7.5.
So now it's 8. Me. So you're like, you're teetering between 7 and 8 then. I mean, to me, 6.5, like 7 wins is a lot of wins.
I was trying to look up if DraftKings had it.
I mean, he had a lot of things.
I'm not best at working their app, so
he had a lot of things go his way this year. To win 9 times.
I'm going to go 5.
So I'm taking the under.
I think he's going to have 5 wins this year, one of which is Augusta. I'm going to go ahead and just call it. I think he wins the Masters.
Where's the US
even though my dollar will be put on Colin
Morikawa. Is it Oakmont?
Yes.
It is Oakmont?
It is Oakmont. And I forgot where the PGA is at.
Oh, shoot.
Where's the 2025 PGA?
Championship.
God, they said the century. Where's the 2025 PGA Championship? Oh, my God.
I like the over. I think he's going to win.
You're going to take the over?
I think he's going to win the Open Championship, and he's going to back
at
up
Port
Augusta.
Rush.
Yeah.
That's the Open Championship.
Bold call. If he doesn't win it, I think Tommy Fleetwood finally breaks through there.
Dude, Tommy Fleetwood.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I do.
Oh, dude, we're dumb. It's at Quail Hollow this year.
I thought it was Quail Hollow, but for some reason I was thinking that was President's Cup.
Well, it's such
else.
A boring golf course that it's easy to forget about.
But all right, I'm going to take the under because I'm going to stay at my, I think, 6 is the number. He's going to
okay. Are, you took the
6.
Over?
Yeah.
You took the
with
over.
With 2 being majors.
And 2 majors.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say 1 major, and it's a coin flip between whether it's the Masters.
I think there's
or
two guys. I think it's a 3-horse race at Quail.
Rory.
I think it's Rory, Xander, and Bryson.
Rory, Xander, and Bryson.
Yeah.
But you picked Scottie Scheffler to win the Masters.
Correct. I said at Quail.
Oh, at Quail. Sorry.
At Quail.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I would.
Scottie. I don't think Quail sets up well for Scottie. Everywhere, sorry,
I mean,
false. Everywhere sets
relative
up. Relative to other places.
We know Rory McIlroy plays well there.
And Xander.
And then
I think,
Bryson should
I
be
think
able to bomb that golf course.
He can bomb and gouge that golf course because it's pretty wide. It's not.
Well, plus with all the changes they made,
yeah.
I mean, there's basically no penalty area.
It's
going to
be a putting contest, but.
Last 3 holes.
Well, if it plus weighed in the match, it ain't a good
look. Well, we'll get to that, but. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to stick with 5. I'm going to take the under. I think, now, you guys said your major winners. I'm going Scotty of the 3 for the PGA. I'm probably going to say Xander. What does this sound like? Sounds like this past year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will say the U.S. Open at Oakmont.
Is DJ going to defend his title?
I was just thinking about that. I'm going to go Brooks Koepka.
Mm.
And then at Port Rush, I'm going to go John Rahm.
I like Rahm at Port Rush. I could see, definitely see that.
Port Rush is going to be awesome.
I don't think McIlroy will necessarily play. I don't think he'll win there. I think he wants to win that one really, really bad.
Oh, so I don't even have Rory. I know I said he could at Quail, but I don't have Rory winning a major. I do think Rory has a better year this 2025 than 2024.
I still don't think he wins a major, though.
I know. But I think he has a better year.
I would kind of like to see, or what I kind of think I could see happening would be, let's take Brooks at the Masters, Scotty at the U.S. Open. I would take Xander at the PGA, and then kind of a coin flip between Rahm and McIlroy at Port Rush at the Open Championship. I'm going to take Rahm.
Rory won last at Port Rush? No.
No, it's Shane Lowry.
Shane Lowry. I forgot. Rory was so hyped up, and he pumped it OB with an iron off the first hole. Because remember the first tee box they have out of bounds, that fence all down the mm-hmm. left, and Rory. And he, like, clawed back to miss the cut, like, barely missed the cut. I just remember him crying.
Yeah, I thought. But, I mean, I hate it for him.
I know,
but I think that's going to be kind of a similar situation he has. I think he'll make the cut this time, but
yeah,
relatively being contingent.
No, I mean, I think we can leave it at that because that bodes into the match, which obviously we're a little late to the party. We didn't. This happened what 2 weeks ago? A week and a half ago, they had the match on a Thursday, or was it a Tuesday night or Thursday night?
I think it was Thursday night.
Okay. Well,
it was so unforgettable that we can't remember.
I know. Now, the reason why I think we had to talk about this, because starting this Tuesday, we have a brand new golf league coming out, the TGL, which we'll talk about on next week's podcast. Now, is what happened this past match, where it was supposed to be PGA versus LIV, it didn't have any viewership.
I will say, this event was a... File this in some kind of evidence locker or something and keep it in around, because this was Class A evidence of how to take what should be a home run premise and lineup of players and turn it into a snooze fest. Probably the worst broadcast in the history of golf events.
Was it TNT's fault? Was it just the actual promotion of the event? What, like,
because I'm still everything trying to think felt about so that. Flat about it, though.
But honest, because
I mean, between the broadcast, the announcers, I mean, Charles Barkley did a great job. I felt
he's the only reason why I stayed watching.
But the Trevor Immelman, Bubba Watson, and David Faraday, they were awful. I felt like in their commentation. I'm not saying I could do any better, but it was not fun to listen to them.
If only some golf podcast predicted that.
Well.
Oh,
I will.
We did.
Well,
I will say we got it right when we said what was the over under on Charles Barkley bringing up the merger.
Yeah.
On the broadcast.
Yeah.
And you could tell he wasn't supposed to by everybody else's reaction to it.
I don't care if I get fired. Yeah. I don't care if I get fired. The LIV guys are getting screwed. Yeah. He goes, they're all free agents. Go get your money.
Yeah. We called that one.
I think the golf part of it is the only thing I enjoyed watching, because Rory and Scotty hit some shots that you're like, you could tell, like also.
And really, aside from putting, Bryson and Brooks played fairly well as well, too. I mean, they didn't.
Their irons were pretty gross going into the greens.
There was a couple bad ones there.
How bad is that golf course? It's not set up for a match. You have them hitting irons on par fours. What are we doing?
Well, even on the long par fours, they were still hitting irons. Bryson's hitting five wood. I mean,
what are we
everybody
doing?
Wants to see Bryson hit driver. He hit like one driver the whole round.
Trying to appease the powers that be, you know, Shadow. Like, they kept saying, like, oh, it's $1,000 to play here at Shadow Creek.
$1,500
to play here. It's like, do you think that's what makes people excited to watch that place?
No.
I would much rather have watched them play Knights Play in Raleigh than Shadow Creek.
Technically Apex.
I mean, you get what I'm saying, though. Like,
the triangle.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying. It's just...
I will say I blame the golf on, because I thought, even though they weren't hitting many drivers, I still thought the golf course looked really cool. Like, it looked nice on TV. It looked cool under the lights.
We've already seen it, though.
I get it, but, like, you don't see it that much.
Yeah.
My thing was the format was stupid.
Yeah, it was bad. It wasn't competitive.
And I know, like, we play 3-6-hole matches all the time, you know. But it just isn't. I don't think that works.
The singles didn't work for a foursome,
right? And it also, I don't think the other two parts.
I think if they
worked.
Left it alternate shot, 18 holes, that would have been awesome.
Or just force or a four ball play.
I mean, if they left it four ball, it might have been over after five holes, or seven holes. Eight holes, like.
Well, you got to play at least nine.
I know you got to at least play nine, but I'm just saying, like,
you never know.
Brooks
and Bryson might have started clawing their way back.
True.
Back, because that's what with the format they selected, it's hard to get any momentum.
Yeah,
you know.
I will say, I thought Rory was going to be the dud, not because of play.
I think we all did.
I thought Rory just wasn't going to be into it. He was the only one that was actually trying to create conversation. You could tell, like. You could tell all those players, none of them, they've been trying to sell us that Brooks and Bryson are friends now. No, they're not. You can tell they're not friends. They no longer probably have animosity towards
one another.
They're getting along, but they're not friends. Like, they weren't even talking. And then the conversations that Rory and Scotty were had was just like small talk you have with someone you haven't seen, you know, your fifth cousin that you haven't seen, but every year around Christmas. I mean, you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, hey, what you been up to, man? I don't know, taking creatine. I mean, like, what?
Like, yeah, I do put some blame on the players for it being a snooze fest, and the fact that there was no chirping back and forth with each other, no trash talking. In fact, I mentioned this too. The Matt, whatever the Matt's last name was, that did the fan that did the putt on the par three.
Yeah, he was the only one
for the trip. For the trip, he was the only one talking smack. That was the best part.
At least because Rory stayed there and was talking back to him.
Well, and Bryson and Brooks
walked off the green.
I say he was the best part of the whole thing because he's like, I hit a good putt. I just think Roy overread it for me. Great. That's perfect. But the players need to be doing some of that as well.
Did he say something about Rory's putter?
Yeah, he's like, it's an awesome putter, but Rory overread the break on it.
Oh, okay. I remember him saying something about the putter.
Yeah.
But
he said he felt like he could make anything with it, in fact. He didn't make that putt.
Have you seen Rory putt with that thing?
He putted pretty good that night. I mean, he made about everything.
But the reason why I say in the golf course, because like, I forgot which iron shot it was. It was the long par three where Scotty hit that big cut four iron, and it hit on the front of the green and still went over the back. And Scotty's
that's the par three I'm talking about
Scotty goes, why do greens need to be this firm? It's just like, why did they do the way that they did?
I think in summation, it's kind of like that one scene from Django. you know, with the hoods and everything, where it was a great idea. It was just poorly executed.
That's fair. So, I mean, it's just how many viewers did it end up having, Kyle?
630,000 total viewership.
It's like the...
So there were more people. It was kind of funny in the gaming community. There were more people playing Fortnite as a whole than watching that national televised match.
That doesn't surprise me, honestly. But.
I mean, I think if they do, well, I guess they are. Next year they're doing the skins game, which
they're bringing it back.
They're bringing it back, which of those four golfers, I know Bryson's now a YouTuber, which like he's very charismatic in his own videos, but he
did not show any of that.
I also think Bryson can no longer actually talk crap. I think because he's being this nice guy, charismatic guy, if he was like...
I don't know, you can still be a nice guy and still talk some smack.
Scotty, of course, you know, is not... I thought Scotty was going to talk crap, and he didn't.
Didn't say a word.
And same thing, you won 5 million crypto. I don't know what to do with this. Like, it was like the Ricky Bobby, I don't know what to do with my hands right now. You know?
And yeah, there was definitely some awkwardness
in a lot of things there. You take four of the best golfers in the world, they're so good at competing, just because you're a competitor doesn't mean...
You're going to be able to do made-for-TV entertainment.
I mean, there's a reason why Jack Nicklaus is better than Lee Trevino. Now, who do you want to go to a bar with?
If you go back and watch some of those old Skins games, because I don't know if I can barely remember some of them.
Yeah, but I mean, what were
Nicklaus,
you?
Nicklaus and back Palmer.
Back in the 70s or five?
Nah. They would talk trash to each other.
Yeah.
They were much more charismatic than what the four golfers we saw on TV in the match were.
Yeah.
But anyway, like we said, it's a great idea, just poorly executed. We want to get into...
We're going to find out next week.
Yeah.
If what happened there, we're going to find out if it was TNT's fault or if it's the player's fault.
Right.
Why that didn't work, because starting next week is the TGL.
TGL.
Which is live indoors.
Was it going to be broadcast on?
ESPN.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lucho.
Let's get it. Actually, that'd be hilarious if they do. Let's get into show and tell.
Actually, right quick, since this is New Year's Eve, I just thought of this. I feel like we got to do our own golf New Year's resolutions.
Gosh. Does getting to play golf count?
Resolution, hey. Kyle. You can do what you want.
Getting sleep. touching a golf club outside. Would all be good starts for me.
So yours is going to be play more golf.
To actually get to, yeah.
Okay.
Because hopefully the girls start sleeping, and then I can start playing golf and get back to where I was before I hurt my wrist. So.
Last day of hunting season tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of golfers out there. Their New Year's resolution is also to play more golf.
Yeah. I would say probably this past year was the least amount of golf I've ever played in a year, and for quite some time. I don't know how many rounds of the rounds that were actually posted on Gen.
Right.
I don't know how many. It's because of the clubs, like club events and stuff I played in. But I think I maybe only played 50 plus times.
I feel like you had to have played more than that.
No, I don't.
Well, is that going to be yours as well, too, just to play more golf?
No, that is not my resolution. Oh, okay. Right. I mean, I would say my New Year's, my overall goal is to play 5 mini tour events, which I will be putting my own money in. So I just have a little bit more to
play for.
I mean,
a little more skin in the game.
A little more skin in the game.
So yours is to play 5 events.
Yep, play 5 mini tour events or 5 events, state opens, things like that. See where it falls. Kind of put. I feel like my game's been good. I just haven't put it in tournament play. And the few tournaments I have played, I've played better than my normal rounds. So, and I would say more golf specific. And I figure this might be something we can dive more into in the new year, next couple podcasts. Like, I really want to pay attention to my putting this year. Like, I want to improve my putting.
Funny you say that.
My putting hasn't been bad. Last year was the year of ball striking. I think 2025 is the year of putting.
So what, following with your thought of 2025 being the year of putting, my resolution is to make more putts this year.
Just close your eyes when you putt.
The broomstick.
I don't know yet how I'm going to do that. But that's my resolution, is to make more putts.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have a stat for how many I made in 2024, but I can tell you I could probably count it on one hand.
Yeah, and what I was saying by putting, like, I actually want to pay attention. I'll start kind of going a little Matthew Fitzpatrick, documenting how long of putts I had, putts I've made, putts I missed.
Actually dive walk around with that tape measure.
Dive into the why, right? The why. Because I feel like I did a good job of that with ball striking this past year. It's just, if I want to play tournament golf, I know that putting has to show up. So
it's like, we make fun of Scotty all the time, or I say we. I don't necessarily make fun of his putting, because I know what he feels like.
I don't make fun of his putting,
but golf media likes to make fun of his putting all the time. But let me tell you something, you can't play a golf tournament and shoot 20 or something under par without making a few putts.
Well, he's only the 70th best player in the world in putting, so
it doesn't matter. He's still making putts.
I know. he's not three putting 10 footers.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say that.
Yeah.
So, but show and tell?
Yep. Show and tell.
I'm not a big New Year's resolution
guy. I'm not either. I've never done it. But I just thought of it as we were talking. I was like, you know, we may as well do something with the New Year's, right? I'm a simple man. I just want to make more putts. Had I played yesterday, I'd have got my first hole in one. Today, I got a bogey. Nothing sums up my round of golf more than a single picture.
So three putting from there.
Yeah. It's possible.
Well, if he would have made a hole in one right there, he's on in regulation. So that was a birdie putt. And then he said he got a bogey. So he three putted from there.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Right. It's definitely. yes. I will say it is
if
ironic.
If you played golf, you have made this statement because your ball has ended up.
I say it's ironic, though, how often this happens.
Or a day late and a dollar short. Yeah. Everybody's got that
that golfer in their group.
Yep. No, I think this is, we've all said it.
Yeah.
It's just a golf cliche that we have all said.
Golf irony.
No, I wouldn't three putt. I wouldn't make bogey from there. It's a possibility, but.
It's almost as bad as landing in a divot.
Yeah. Worse, actually.
Yep. No, a divot's worse. Ball ending up in a divot in the fairway.
It depends.
Next.
I said the golf gods have a sick sense of humor.
Oh.
I already had my thoughts yesterday. And yeah, Kyle actually viewed and liked what I said, which was cool.
Yeah, did you see Kyle's post yesterday?
No.
So Titleist unveiled that it's in tour validation right now, but this is the GT280.
Mini driver. And every single Titleist fanboy. But Taylor made Callaway stupid for making a mini driver.
Their drivers are so bad that they have to get a mini driver.
And as soon as this launched on Titleist's page, if you go to the comments, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. Yeah. Why didn't we do this sooner? I can't wait to put it in my bag. Yeah.
Do we go ahead and just pre-order like 15?
Yeah, we've got some pre-ordered already.
And then 3 months later, hey, can I try some different shafts for this?
Do it's we like, know buddy, what loft
it
options?
It ain't the shaft why it's not
just
working.
13.
Just 13.
Oh, it's just 13?
Yeah. For now, it's just 13.
Well, with their SureFit adapter.
You can only go down 3/4 degree.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll probably have an 11, though, at some point.
I would think so.
Because I think Cam Smith's was 11 degrees.
I think he was a 12. Yeah. So
his was 13.
His was 13, too?
Mm-hmm.
It could be the CG so forward in it.
I was going to say, I'm going to give Tyler
this basically a TSR 4, because, but neck down.
Because the way that Adam Scott uses it, it's a pure 3-wood replacement.
Right.
So, like, I think that's what they're kind of going for with this. It's not so much to replace your driver. It's just to give you a longer option
on the fairway shot.
Correct.
But they already had the plus. See, my thought with this golf club
that's true.
Is kind of a semi-tinfoil hat comment.
So they already have a 2-wood.
Yeah. It's kind of put on the tinfoil hat. This proves that the USGA is going to limit the driver size.
I'm just kidding. We can go.
Because Titleist is an anti-gimmick company. Like, they're the one company out there that I will say they don't make a club just to make something.
Yeah.
Because a mold's expensive and R&D's expensive in general. If Titleist is making a mini, that tells me that in the next 2 to 4 years, the USGA is going to say the driver size has gotten too big. We need to make it more penal.
What's the GT4? What's the CC on that?
I think 430.
430. And then what's the GTs, the regular GTs?
460.
460.
Just different shapes.
Yeah. And this, obviously, 280 means...
We're going to assume 280 cc's.
Yeah, and then the caliber's 320.
They're not going to cut the driver size down that far.
No. But what I'm saying is it is going to get smaller.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll say for a kind of idea of about
the ball
the
changes.
Size
this is
that.
Last year with the golf ball.
It'll be similar in size, like a 975J, I want to say.
I think this will probably be... I haven't hit it. I know y'all have seen it in person, but without hitting it...
I haven't seen it.
Oh.
Oh, I'm the only one that got to see it?
Yeah. Wow. I'm going to call it a flush until I hit it. Because personally, I kind of want to put one in the bag to replace my 3-wood. And then I want to put either a 5 or a 7-wood in the bag.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, I'm...
Oh, yeah. 7-wood, 9-woods for everybody.
Well...
I'm not going to lie. My hybrid's dialed right
now. It's definitely an interesting idea. I've been thinking about something like this for my bag as well, too, because how often do I, or you in general, hit 3-wood in a round of golf?
Well, the golf courses aren't long enough.
Caleb, we need some clarity in this question you just asked.
Right.
How often should you, Caleb, hit 3-wood in a round?
At most, I'm going to say 4 times on the 4 par 5.
The hell you don't, though.
I know, never get to.
So, yes, if we use our clubs properly, not just bomb and gouge, right. I will hit this a good bit.
I'll say, but there are
and
some
since
holes.
I want to play tournament golf this year, I can't just send driver everywhere.
I was going to say, but there are some golf holes where I would like a different option off the tee. Like
for
number
sure.
3 at Muni,
so
I think
agree
it's a great
with
hole.
You.
This golf club
it's whether or not we actually do it.
I get it. I mean.
So, no, I mean, it's. I hope it's because the Callaway one, and I'm a Callaway guy, the Callaway one didn't set up well on the ground. So, like, I wouldn't have confidence hitting it off the deck. This one, it looks a lot more like square, deeper face, like a standard Titleist fairway wood.
Yeah.
So,
well, not to make Titleist sound like a snooze fest, but this is honestly the first Titleist club in a long time that's actually had a lot of buzz around it. Because, like, even the GT drivers is just like, okay, it's your 2 years, but everybody's talking about this thing. So, I think it'll be
because it's run. Unusual for Titleist.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
Unusual.
Yeah. It's cool.
Yep.
We'll give it a flush.
Yep.
A pending flush.
Pending. Bryson DeChambeau recently played a public golf course and had an
This is your word. You can do it. You can do it.
I'm not going to say it.
Just break it down in the
interesting
little
take.
Yeah, there you go.
He says that the conditions of public golf courses is more difficult to hit off than a lot of tour courses. Do you agree?
Well,
I've been screaming this from the rooftops. Yeah. I mean,
part of the reason why they can play so good is if you hit a fairway on tour, it's basically teed up for you.
Well, part of the reason why they can play so well is if you miss a green, you've got a perfect lie.
Yeah.
And if you're not, you're in a rough, something like that, you've got a consistent lie. How many times in that video did he, like, talk about how the lie was, like,
I didn't watch the video, so, but I saw a video of a green that he chipped in, and I'm sitting there, I'm like.
Yeah. It was a cool-looking golf course. I mean, it was obviously in bad shape. It's a Donald Ross, so it has some good holes
I'm telling you right now, and the Muni is freaking pure right now. I love the Muni. But if some of these tour guys got the lies that we've gotten around the greens around there, how much would they be whining?
Oh, it'd be an absolute
crybaby. But and also, like, it comes to say this too, where, like, as a golfer, we got to take things a little less seriously, because I can't tell you how often guys come in and they're like, I suck at chipping. I do this. And then, like, I maybe see that person on the golf course. I see where the ball is and the shot they're trying to hit. And I'm like, even a tour guy can't hit this shot.
They're going from 1+1 and trying to get to 3.
Math.
Yeah.
Well, on this podcast, that math works.
Sometimes. I couldn't agree anymore. Now, I've been fortunate to work and play at some places that, if not, conditions are better. And it just I tell people all the time, you go play a top tier club in peak season, you're going to shoot probably 3 to 4 shots better than your average score.
Oh, I mean,
just based off of conditions.
I said, the lies are more consistent.
So it all just confirms the statement that he made.
Yeah, because my three best scores that I've ever had playing golf, period, were all at top 100 courses in great shape.
Yeah.
And it was like I shot even par at Old Chatham. And that series, or like that year, I was floating around like a 7 handicap, 5 to 7 based on putting and chipping. And then I went there, played, never had a bad lie.
You sandbagger. I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, you're exactly right.
Kyle's New Year's resolution is to not be a sandbagger.
Well, you got post scores. Yeah.
As long as I don't have to chip, I'll be fine.
Yep.
If I have to chip, no, I'm play my handicap.
You're exactly right. I mean, I think this goes without saying.
Yeah, it's a flush.
Yeah,
it's a flush.
Cool. Well, happy new year.
Roll Tide.
Yeah.
College playoffs is a scam. And then we'll close out.
So is
NIL. Exactly what you would say.
Yeah. If you haven't already, like and subscribe, turn on push bell notifications, and we will catch you next year.
Oh, wow. I'm going to tell everybody.